one of my duties in those days was to, if you might say, be a sniffer. You'd go around and sniffing odours that were generated by Midland Abattoir or the sewage treatment plant up at Hillary's way up there. People would complain about the putrid odours that came out of cooking the offal digesters up in Midland, and it was putrid, and I'd be around at midnight sniffing the countryside to see if it was that bad, or a sewage treatment plant where in those days they weren't as nice as they are today. And even Subiaco was quite bad. So those are the things you do as well. You're involved with those sort of things. And I've also involved with inspecting a crematorium to see if it functioned properly. And so how would you prove that? I mean, they put big incinerators in and you had to make sure. Ron Powell and I went down to the new crematorium at Bunbury some many, many years ago when they were just setting it up. And of course, how would you test it? They'd fire it up and we got a few sheep carcasses and put them on a wooden plank and put them inside the crematorium and watched all this happen. And we decided, oh, well, we went out into the chapel and the designers got it wrong and all the smoke was coming into the chapel. So I don't think the cremation there would have been very pleasant if all of a sudden they saw the smoke coming through the wrong way. So that was promptly canned, and we said, we're not approving this. You better get your ducting right and make sure the smoke goes out the other way.
Right.